Dan Swartz, John Omler, welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
So Design Week Fort Wayne is the direct result of last year's Creative Census Research Project. Can you tell us real briefly, Dan, how did you get from there to right here?
Creative Census was the first like regional study of Northeast Indiana's creative community. It was funded by Knight Foundation, and it was really just to get a baseline of what's going on. One of the things that directly informed Design Week was that a little bit over 30% of our total creative economy is within the design fields. And it surprised us. And then we kind of looked into it a little bit more, and we realized that there weren't specific policies or procedures to build that part of the economy. And so we thought Design Week Fort Wayne would be a good start.
I commend you on that thought. And as you're saying, we, especially in the early days, who was we? Who with you started it all?
In the beginning, it was basically a small group of people that were interested in the creative community. Outside of Vundercommer was entities and people like Jennifer Ford with Jennifer Ford Art. We had a lot of support from the design associations that exist in town. Also just kind of creatives, like the network of creatives, getting the word out to each other so that we could get that vital information from not only the major employers that I think everybody knows about, like Avira Bradley, but also a freelancer who's just kind of living in West Central and hanging out in their apartment.
Great, because right. You really do have the variety. And it's also wonderful to have Vera Bradley on board for this, of course. John, where do you see Vera Bradley does fit in the whole big picture of this week?
We actually do a lot of recruiting from outside of the area, so we just saw it as a great opportunity to participate within this, the 30%, so to speak, to find more and more and kind of build upon that 30% to not only develop people within the community, but import others.
So, sounds like a plan. Okay, what creative areas are you targeting in this design week?
For us at Vera Bradley, we're definitely looking for great creatives, especially graphic design and design-inspired people and resources.
And then in general, we looked at five basic areas. So fashion design with Vera Bradley and other fashion businesses that are local, architecture, graphic design and advertising, interior design. Those are like kind of like the main areas. And then also urban design, because of all of the really strong conversations that we've had about Riverfront Fort Wayne, downtown development over the last decade. So we hoped to kind of pull that into this conversation.
Within each day's activities, and there are many wonderful things happening each and every day, is there something for everyone in attendance, no matter their particular interest or thrust?
Yeah, we have over 45 events total throughout the week, and that gives you a lot of different flavors. So if you are a design professional, or if you're just someone who happens to like watching HGTV.
Yep.
And these include on-site, around town, the hands-on things whenever possible.
Yeah, exactly. We're bringing the team out to Vera Bradley. You can walk through the design offices, have a little lunch, get to meet everybody. So
really
it'd be great.
See the whole operation.
And we have everybody talking, from people who create the print design to people that merchandise it in the store. So it truly is the cycle.
We hope that the tours are really enlightening for people, because they think that's the side. All of these companies have existed in our city for decades sometimes, but you don't necessarily have that intimate view of what they're really doing and what that means for our city.
That is a grand opportunity for everybody included, indeed. Speaking collectively for all this wonderful group of organizers and founders and folks that are really driving this forward, what do you most hope this Design Week accomplishes?
Really, for the first year, and again, why we're participating is really for those connections, and just really look for extending that small group into a bigger and bigger group.
With this first year for Design Week Fort Wayne, I really hope it establishes the value of the idea, first and foremost, because it is such a new concept for our area. And then by the end of this first Design Week, I personally want to know where we're at. I thought that we had that with Creative Census from a data standpoint, but that didn't tell us the needs of those people. That didn't tell us just what those organizations and groups look like and act like and all of those side things that you can't find in a survey. I hope to have that understanding so that we can gear up for Design Week Year 2, just making it like a blockbuster and really satisfying what those needs are for people. I think that the talent need is a more obvious need. And so I hope that we find a lot of the more subtle needs that are kind of lurking in there and might not be so clear right now.
And this is pure inspiration. And to have that type of one-on-one connection is just an amazing opportunity. The young creative should love it.
Dan Swartz is executive director of Wunderkammer Company, and John Omler is Vera Bradley's vice president of brand and creative. Thank you for sharing this very busy pre-design time with us, you two, and best of creativity.
Thank you so much.